An aquarium in Northern California holds the new record for keeping a great white shark alive in captivity. For 19 days, the great white female has been feeding voraciously and thriving at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Until now, no great white shark has survived captivity for more than a couple of weeks. Rebecca Roberts reports.
This shark is not the 25-foot killer who terrorized swimmers in Jaws. She's still a baby, and at about 4.5 feet, she's dwarfed by the tuna muscling their way around the tank with her. But still there's that distinctive bullet-shaped head, and the partially open mouth with lots of really sharp teeth.
Isn't she magnificent?
Aquarium curator Christina Slager.
There's so little known about white sharks. I mean, they're sort of the holy grail of marine biology. You know, we all know of them. There's a lot of myth and mystery associated with them. But basic things like what they eat, how much they eat, how quickly they grow, how they interact with other fishes are all unknown.
Previous attempts to keep great whites have failed. Animals accidentally caught in fishing nets arrived at exhibit tanks exhausted, injured, and refusing to eat. So when this shark was caught in a halibut net off Southern California, Slager says the aquarium asked the fishermen to bring the shark to a kind of halfway house, a huge holding pen in the ocean.
So it was our hope that by having an animal in a sea pen, a 3-million-gallon sea pen, where it would feel very comfortable, it would begin to eat in that captive environment, and that behavior would translate then to a smaller 1-million-gallon exhibit like the Monterey Bay Aquariums.
It worked. On her very first day in the tank, she ate. It was a huge breakthrough, a sign that she was healthy and might actually thrive in captivity. Slager says when the shark smells her food, she lunges at the salmon fillets and gulps them down with gusto. But even if she continues to thrive, says staff veterinarian Mike Murray, there will be a whole new set of unanswered questions. For instance, what happens when the 4-foot baby happily lunching on frozen salmon fillets becomes a 12-foot adult looking for a sea lion?
There's so many gaps in our knowledge on how these animals learn, how they develop. I mean, does she wake up one morning and go, I'm tired of fish. I think I want to go out and have me some sea lion today. You know, what is the transition period?
Now that those anxious first few days have passed, biologists elsewhere are imagining what they might learn from a captive great white shark. John McCosker is senior scientist at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco.
I've spent 25 years studying these sharks. But this will allow me and other researchers for the first time an opportunity to watch one on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year basis. We've never had that opportunity in the ocean.
But aquarium scientists say they aren't quite ready to share their shark yet. Right now, they're still making sure she's healthy and happy. And says aquarium marine biologist Randy Kochever that she continues to bring in the crowds. So far, ticket sales have shot up substantially.
Success for this program is to have a lot of people come through and know more about white sharks and sharks in general. That is why we're doing this, and that is ultimately what success looks like.
And at least to the untrained eye, the shark sure looks happy, gliding slowly in front of the crowd, almost as if she enjoys the attention.
There it goes. Wow.
For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts.
It barely moves its fins to go through the water.